Joining us now on the KRLI fifth quarter show is Coach Andrew Smith of the Santa Fe Chiefs. I coached Andrew. I coached with Andrew. And Santa Fe this week was playing over in the Lafayette County Tournament at Higginsville. They fell to Knob Noster on Tuesday, a very good Knob Noster team. They fell in a tight game to Wellington on Thursday night. And tonight, they started early and they played Concordia and lost to Concordia 54-22. Coach Smith, thanks for joining us. Talk about your team's performance tonight a little bit.
First quarter, we came out, had a really good defensive quarter, held them to 6 points, and we had a 3-0 lead on them and just couldn't quite get offense going back up again. And back-to-back 18-point quarters for Concordia really kind of killed us in the second and third.
What do you think allowed them to get out and score 36 points in those middle two quarters? Was it you guys turned the ball over? Was it what they were doing offensively? Talk a little bit about the breakdown there.
I think it was a lot of getting the ball turned over, not finding guys on box outs, and allowing some offensive rebounds and second, third chance opportunities.
Yeah, offensive rebounds can definitely kill you. I talked to you a little bit earlier in this week and talked to you right before the interview tonight. You said Hunter Ballinger, a junior for you, has been playing pretty well. Talk a little bit about what he's been doing for you that's allowed you guys to stay close in some games this year.
Yeah, Hunter's been really aggressive, and he kind of turned it on late last night, and then early today he was still aggressive going to the rim and trying to get some fouls drawn, and some of his shots tonight weren't quite falling, and just kind of a rough night offensively for us.
You guys played a tough Knob team on Tuesday, and that game was close for a while, and they kind of extended it out in the second half. It sounded like you had kind of a thriller against Wellington on Thursday, where you guys put up 25 points in the fourth quarter. Talk a little bit about your game on Thursday against the Tigers.
Yeah, Wellington, we were down 13-2 after the first quarter, and then cut it down to about 11 going into the break, kept it at 11-point deficit, and then going into the fourth quarter, down 17, and managed to cut it down to 3 at one point. Just couldn't quite cap off the rally. They hit some big shots that were kind of momentum killers for us.
What did you do well in that game that you hope to build on going into next week?
We were really really aggressive in the press and getting a lot of good looks, just getting downhill with Alex Edwards and Hunter, and then Logan Tracy also finishing off some good shots in the post for us. Those were some really big game changers for us.
You guys are 2-9. You're going next week. You go on the road to Bunston and play Prairie Home Bunston, and then you host Sweet Springs at home. What can you expect next week?
Prairie Home's got a couple pretty good players that can score the ball a little bit, and then Sweet Springs is going to – they play about 10 to 15 kids. It seems like they just throw out five at a time and just want to press you and get you going too fast. And they do a really good job of playing to their strengths and hoping that get some weaknesses exposed for the other team.
Well, Coach Smith, we hope you can get it turned around, and you guys have been competitive in a lot of games this year.